This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Most Valuable Promotions and Netflix are putting on a blockbuster triple headliner on Saturday, May 16th at the Intuit Dome in Los Angeles. In the main event, Ronda Rousey returns after nearly a decade to face fellow women's MMA pioneer Gina Carano. Plus co-mains Nate Diaz versus Mike Perry. And the best heavyweight in the world, Francis Ngannou versus Felipe Lenz. Watch Rousey versus Carano, live tonight, only on Netflix.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
No one goes to Hank's for spreadsheets. They go for a darn good pizza. Lately, though, the shop's been quiet. So Hank decides to bring back the $1 slice. He asks Copilot in Microsoft Excel to look at his sales and costs and help him see if he can afford it. Copilot shows Hank where the money's going and which little extras make the dollar slice work. Now Hank's has a line out the door. Hank makes the pizza. Copilot handles the spreadsheets. Learn more at m365copilot.com/work.
You survived the Miami weekend, nailed the speech, and maxed out your credit card in the name of friendship. Now you've got one hangover, four pastel dresses, and zero reasons to wear them again. Sell them on Depop. Just snap a few photos, and we'll take care of the rest. And you at least get some of your dignity, money back. Someone on Depop wants what you've got. Start selling now. Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you were in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you're in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday, January 30th, 2026. I am here, the playmaker down there, sounds in the building. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on the Playmakers Network YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. If you're watching on my personal LinkedIn page, Darnell Playmakers Allens, connect with me on LinkedIn and then slide over to the Playmakers Network YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. If you are one of the podcast listeners, thank you for listening through your podcast while you work on anything else. If you want to listen to the podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you can find podcasts is at, because we are pretty much everywhere when it comes to Ramblings. It's always been an honor and a blessing to do this for 6 seasons. And unfortunately, season 6 ends today. We have some technical difficulties with Restream, so I pushed it back today. I know y'all normally hear me on Thursdays, but I pushed it back today just to make sure Restream had everything straight so I can do the season ending show for you. We close out season 6, unfortunately. Y'all heard from everybody. You heard from Stephen A. You heard from the ESPN crew. You heard from the NFL Network crew. You heard from every sports person there is that talks football. So now I'm here just to give you my thoughts and my feelings on what took place in the NFC Championship game up in Seattle, Washington. So let's get right into it. We know the NFC Championship game. Rams, Seahawks, winner goes to the Super Bowl down in Santa Clara to face off against the New England Patriots, who won the AFC Championship game out in Denver, Colorado. We already know the score. Rams 27, Seahawks 31. A high-scoring affair. I've been saying this. We like the only team that can actually score in Seattle. We put up 21 on the first meeting. Put up 37 the second meeting. and we put up 27 in this final meeting. So in three games against the Seattle Seahawks, the number one scoring defense in the National Football League, the one team the defense could not stop consistently was the Los Angeles Rams. In three games against the Seattle Seahawks defense has gave up 85 points to the Los Angeles Rams. That comes out to be 28.3 points per game in the three meetings against the Seattle Seahawks. Conversely, for the Rams, we gave up 19 in the first meeting and we won that game. We gave up 38 when the overtime loss. And this Sunday, we gave up 31, 88 points. That gives Seahawks a 29.3 average scoring. 1 point. 1 point between the Rams and the Seahawks is the difference. 1 point. You couldn't have, it is amazing how these games go about with division rivals, three-time meeting. The home team has won all three, two games in Seattle, one game in Los Angeles. You know, we go to the statistics here. Matthew Stafford, 22 for 35, 374, three touchdowns, no turnovers. He has not turned the ball over one time in three meetings against the Seahawks this year. Not one turnover. Blake Corum was getting some yards, 9 carries, 55 yards. Kyren Williams had some good runs. Booker Nacua, that man's a stud. Man, I'm going to just say this. If people looking for young receivers to look at, you know, you got your Jamar Chase, your Justin Jefferson, but these two receivers, Jackson Smith, legit before the Seahawks, Booker Nacua for us, these two are just remarkable. They're just really remarkable. Booker Nacua, 9 catches, 165 and a touchdown. On the Seahawks side, Sam Darnold, 25 for 36, 3 touchdowns, 346 through the air. No turnovers for one Samuel Darnold. Great game, Sam Darnold. I'm going to give you your flowers, man. Great game. You did not turn the ball over. You took what the defense gave you. You was poised in the pocket. You didn't panic. You didn't do what you normally do. And you made it happen, man. You made it happen. I give you your props, your kudos, and you deserve to be shine for overcoming the main team that has been a thorn in your side, that has been the bully of your nightmares, and that'll be the Los Angeles Rams, and you have overcame them. No turnovers in this game for you. Kenneth Walker, 19 carries, 62 yards and a touchdown. They couldn't really run the ball on us. We figured as much, but when you have a quarterback in Sam Darnold who stays composed, who doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't make the critical mistakes, you have a chance to win, which the Seattle Seahawks did. And then Jackson Smith and Jay Putnam. Like I said during the pregame, like I said previewing this last week, he going to do him. He's him. There's nowhere around it. 10 catches, 153 and a touchdown. You know, I had my brother look at me and said, why y'all can't stop? I'm like, man, he is him, okay? He going to do him. There's no way around stopping that guy. There's no way around stopping that guy. You can't stop him, okay? We hope to contain him, but you can't stop him. You just can't. He runs crispy routes, and I do mean crispy routes, Jackson Smith typically runs. The one-handed catch on the sideline, that was just stupid. Just one-handed. It just stuck right on his glove. Like, come on, man. That's just wrong. All you can do is contain him and hope whoever's the quarterback, in this case Sam Darnold, can't connect with him. Because if the ball is near him, he's catching it. Same thing with Puka Nacua. The only way you can contain Puka Nacua is Matthew Stafford can't get it to him. Because if the ball is near him, he's catching it. It's just the way it is. If the ball is near Puka Nacua or Justin Smith-Njigba, they're catching the ball. They're just catching it. They're just catching the ball. Both with one-handed grab, both making tough catches. Like, if it's near them, they're catching it. Yep. 9 times out of 10, they're coming down with the ball. You hoping that one miss is a big one. Like, it's third down and something you really need to stop, and they threw it to them, and for some reason, they didn't catch it. But 9 times out of 10, them two coming down with the ball, and it's like, there's nothing you can really do about it. That's just who they are. So shout out to the Seahawks, man. Y'all did y'all thing. Now, here's the big turning point, or the big stretch. Let's say the stretch that most people are talking about. Mainly Tom Brady, and who am I to argue with a 7-time champion? That man has won more Super Bowls than the entire teams. Not by every team, because the most Super Bowls won is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots. They both at 6, which New England has a chance to move to 7 if they can beat Seahawks. The following Sunday down in Santa Clara for Super Bowl 60. But this is the big stretch that people are talking about, including Tom Brady. The reason why this was a big stretch, because the Rams had the football, they went 3 and out, 3 plays, 5 yards, and 39 seconds, which allowed the Seahawks, who was down 3 at the time, get the ball back. They go down the field, they score a touchdown to Justin Smith and Jigba, the one touchdown that he did have. Was it Justin Smith and Jigba? No, I think that. No, Justin Smith and Jigba touchdown came in later. But they come down, they score a touchdown, they go up 4. We take a knee. We don't do nothing with the ball. We're going to have time down 4. Okay, Seahawks got the momentum. Tom Brady did not like that sequence of events on the offense for the Rams. Man, I can't disagree with him. Not the best. We didn't go pedal to the metal like we should have, and we allowed the Seahawks take advantage in the halftime. Coming out of the halftime, we know the Seahawks getting the ball. Defense, you need a stop. 5 plays, 7 yards, defense gets a stop. But all of a sudden, you see right there, touchdown, Seahawks, 1 play, 17 yards. That's because that's when the muff punt by Xavier Smith happened. That's when the muff punt by Xavier Smith happened, and it's a devastating one. Yep. And when he muffed that punt, the very next play, Seahawks score a touchdown, and they go up 11. And once they went up 11, the Rams couldn't fully catch up. The Seahawks kept them at arm distance to where nobody scored in the fourth quarter. Nobody. Nobody scores in the fourth quarter. That's how the Seahawks win. It was just that muff punt. And it's been a killer for the Rams when it comes to special teams all season long. It's all season long. But that muff punt was very heartbreaking. Very, very heartbreaking for me. I can tell there's a lot of the other people that in Rams Nation, Ramley, that feel like me. And though, if you want to look at how the offense ended the first half, I would not argue with you. I would not say you're wrong. But my thing is, okay, it happens. So look at this. The second half secret started. Second and 10, we stopped Kenneth Walker for a 2-yard loss, making it 3rd and 12. We get a sack. Jerry Bruce sacked Sam Darnold for 7 yards. It is 4th and 20 at the Seahawks 27. The Rams came out. They got a stop right when they needed. They got a stop. Dickerson punts the ball 55 yards to the Rams 18. Xavier Smith muffs catch, recovered by Young of the Seahawks at the Rams 17-yard line. And then the very next play, Sam Darnold deep middle to Bobo for 17-yard touchdown, Seahawks. We went from being down 4 to being down 11. That's that fast off the muff punt. And for me, that muff punt is the difference in us staying in LA and us going to Santa Clara for a Super Bowl. And that's just the way I see it. That's just the way I see it. But that's how our season ended. We're going to take a break right here. All right. And then when we come back, we're going to close out season 6 of Ramley Talk right after this.
Tomorrow morning is knocking. Stock your fridge now. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel maybe? Or a white chocolate mocha? Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
AI is moving fast across the enterprise. But without visibility, it's just chaos. Different tools, different models, different teams using AI in completely different ways. ServiceNow turns that chaos into control. With the AI Control Tower, you see all your AI across the business in one place. What it's doing, what it's done, and what it's about to do. So you stay in control. To put AI to work for people, visit servicenow.com.
This episode is brought to you by Ferrero. Soccer's biggest stage is approaching, and Ferrero is making it easy to go all in. Pick any two Ferrero brands from Kinder Bueno to Ferrero Rocher, and you could win the $1 million grand prize, plus an exciting range of daily and weekly prizes. Don't miss your shot. Official rules apply. Learn more at goallinandwin.com.
Get business done with the new American Express Graphite Business Cash Unlimited card. With unlimited 2% cash back on all eligible purchases, unlimited 5% cash back on flights and prepaid hotels booked through American Express Travel Online, and a flexible spending capacity that can grow with your business, you'll have the confidence to keep building. Apply today and earn a welcome offer of $1,500 cash back after you spend $50,000 in qualifying purchases on your new card within the first 6 months of card membership. Terms apply. Learn more at go.amex/graphite.
And welcome back to Ramley Talk here on this Friday, January 30th, 2026. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching throughout this entire season six, which has been an amazing accomplishment for me to do six seasons of talking LA Rams football. It's been a blast for me, and I thoroughly appreciate it. Appreciate people's comments. People appreciate reaching out to me. People just enjoying listening to me talk about Rams football from my perspective on the Los Angeles Rams. But unfortunately, this is the end of season six, unfortunately, because we've been eliminated, as we already know. But looking back on the season 12-5, surprisingly, I was right on our record. I had us going 12-5, but I had us winning the NFC West. But unfortunately, the Seahawks ended up winning it. But I was going 12-5. I had the San Francisco 49ers going 12-5 too. I thought 12-5 was going to win the division. Surprisingly, I got both teams right, but I didn't get the team who actually won the division correctly. I didn't think Seahawks would be 14-3. But that's neither here nor there. 12-5. The fifth seed in the NFC, pitching means we was a wild card team. We were on the road, got a win in Carolina in wild card round, got a win in Chicago in the division round, and of course, what we just talked about coming up short in the NFC Championship game to get to see how the Seahawks. It's been an interesting year. It's been a good year for the Rams. Matthew Stafford, over 4,700 yards passing, 46 touchdowns. I mean, I don't know how you don't give him the MVP. You could give it to Drake May. I won't be up in arms about it if you give it to Drake May, but I do believe Matthew Stafford is the MVP. What he has done, you just don't see that. You just really don't. Kerryon Williams had over 1,200 rushing yards with 10 touchdowns. Puka Nacua over 1,700 receiving yards, 10 receiving touchdowns. Second behind Justin Smith and Jake, but I mean, but what do you know? The top two receivers, well, the two receivers that played in the NFC Championship game. Like, go figure. All right. Nate Landman led us in tackles with 132 tackles. He had 2.5 sacks and, what, about 3-4 forced fumbles, knowing how to punch the ball out. Brian Young led the team in sacks with 12. Kobe Durant led the team in interceptions with 3, two of them which came against Caleb Williams in Chicago, which was very lovely, by the way. Statistically, for the Rams as a team, number one in passing at 268.1. That's first in the league. Seven in rushing yards, 126.6 yards per game. That's seven in the league. Number one in scoring offense, 30.5 points per game. 10th in points allowed, 20.4 points allowed. But if you only could hold the Seahawks to that many points in the last two games, would have been having a different conversation. I wouldn't be. There's just some of the takeaways and some of the statistics from this season as a whole from the Rams. The Rams have two first-round picks. They have the 13th pick from the Atlanta Falcons, and we have the 29th pick, which is our original pick for where we finish. I'd like to see what Sean McVay, Les Snead do with those picks and what they'll do with the draft overall. First, we have the free agency coming up after the Super Bowl is played between the Seahawks and the Patriots. It definitely got to address special teams. I want to see what adjustment they're going to make with special teams, because in five of our six losses in totality, special team has played a role, especially against the Seahawks. You had the punt return from Rashin Shaheed in week 16 that helped propel the Seahawks to the number one seed overall, because they came back from a 16-point deficit and beat us in overtime, which propelled them to the number one seed and home field advantage, which got them to the Super Bowl. And then also what we talked about is Xavier Smith, who muffed the punt critical in them to begin the second half, and the Seahawks scored right after that, and we couldn't catch up with them since. Special team also played a role in our loss to the Eagles. Remember, we had a 19-point lead, almost closing out the third quarter, going into the fourth quarter, and two blocked field goals. And before you know it, the Eagles took that one from us. Missed field goal against the San Francisco 49ers on a Thursday night. It's helped keep them alive, and they beat us in overtime. Special teams has played a role in five of the six losses. The only time special team has not played a role is against the Panthers. The Panthers straight up beat us. Stafford had three turnovers. Their defense was flying all over the place. They wanted to send a message that they were for real, and they did it against us. I can say, no, I'll take that bet. Make it four out of six, because the Falcons, they beat us down too. I don't think we was ready for the Seahawks after that loss to the Seahawks in week 16. I think we came into Seattle, we came into Atlanta, and we were still hurting about that loss to the Seahawks the previous week. So I don't think Sean McVay and the team was fully prepared for that one. So I did say five out of six, four out of six. The Eagles, San Francisco, and two of the three games with the Seahawks. Special teams played a role in us losing those games. Against the Panthers and the Falcons, I'll say they just, both of them teams straight up beat us that on them days. They just straight up beat us. Just not to it. But that's how our season ends, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how season six concludes for this one. Hopefully we'll see Matthew Stafford next weekend, be honored with the MVP. Then we'll look forward to the offseason, look forward to seeing what free agency will do, if there are any coaching changes that we have to be made. And then we'll look forward to the draft, and then we'll get ready for training camp in the next season, which is a very important season. I would love to see Matthew Stafford, Devontae Adams, and his offensive core come back next year, because the Super Bowl 61 is in LA, which means it'll be held in SoFi Stadium. Let's say we can be the first team to go back to win two Super Bowls in their home stadium. That would be a lovely thing to do. But we have a lot of chances to make defense, special teams, secondary, maybe linebackers a little adjustment, see what we can do on the defense line to get that defense line back to being aggressive against quarterbacks and get better at the run game. A lot of things we need to talk about, a lot of things we need to wait for to see what happens. But thank you for another season of Ramley Talk. Thank you for being a part of season six. I look forward to bringing season seven. It's been a fun ride with y'all, Ram Nation. It's been fun. Rams Nation, East Coast Station. This is Ramley Talk, the Playmaker signing off. And remember, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, when you want to listen to the podcast, the Playmakers Network YouTube channel. And thank you for watching. Enjoy the offseason. Enjoy Super Bowl.
Did you know if your windows are bare, indoor temperatures can go up 20 degrees? Get ahead of summer with custom window treatments like solar roller shades from Blinds.com and save up to 45% off during the Memorial Day early access sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro handle everything, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 45% off site-wide right now during the early access Memorial Day sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.